In the criminal justice system, Richard Belzer has played Detective John Munch on television for more than 15 years. And on 10 different shows, from Homicide: Life on the Street to The Wire, Arrested Development, and, of course, several different flavors of Law & Order, he's become so well-known as Munch, police cars will slow down to offer him a lift, and sometimes he'll take it. Here is his story. Richard Belzer's now applied whatever lessons you can learn about law enforcement by playing a cop to produce his first novel. It's called I Am Not a Cop, which is co-authored with Mike Black. Richard Belzer joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great. I love that introduction.
Thank you. That's what I was hoping you'd say that. Good.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just this thing is so universally recognizable, the Law & Order. I call it the Dick Wolf cash register sound. Every time you hear that, it means he's making more money.
Well, now...
Not that it's bad.
And making some money for everyone who works for him, too,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, didn't... not a cop, of course, but didn't someone surrender to you once?
Well, when I was filming Homicide in Baltimore, we were filming a scene in an alleyway with police cars. Of course, there were prop cars and actors dressed as police officers. I had my bulletproof vest on, my badge on a chain around my neck. I was carrying a gun. We were rehearsing an arrest scene. And a real shoplifter ran around the corner onto the set. And he dropped the bag he was carrying and threw up his arms and surrendered to me. And then he said, oh, expletive, Munch. And a real security guard ran around the corner and tackled him and arrested him. It was funny because the guy had stolen Q-tips and film. So this is
Q-tips
not exactly top cappy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But that made me start me thinking about the convergence of celebrity and reality. Particularly in America, the making celebrities out of virtually everyone. Paddy Chayefsky's network really was so ahead of its time. What was that, 1976? He predicted that the entertainment divisions would take over the news divisions, and he predicted reality shows, and, you know, it's just, we're living it now.
Well, let's set up the premise of your novel a bit, because it's a character with your name who gets caught up in a case. He's having dinner one night in Brighton Beach, I guess.
I fictionalized my own life. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a huge fan of Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler and James Caan and film noir. So that's one of my favorite things, is the counterculture, outsider, renegade guy who usually used to be a cop, then becomes a detective. But in my book, I'm calling it a meta-reality novel, where I take my life and I slightly fictionalize it, and I create this world where I have a friend who's a Russian immigré who came here. He's a very smart doctor who was a medical examiner. We meet, have dinner, and after dinner, he's mysteriously attacked by these two Russian thugs, and I dispatch them very artfully. And then he disappears, and I get caught up in it. And along the tradition of Hitchcock and Hammett, you know, where the hero, the so-called hero, is pursued by everyone and is trying to, you know, he's fighting the police, he's fighting the Russian mob, he's fighting his own studio. So I like that kind of thing where the reader is with the protagonist. And another thing I really like is voiceover and narration. So I get to do that in the novel. I talk to the reader.
Can you make portrayals of Russian organized crime figures these days that you can't about Italians and Sicilians?
I'm tired of Italian gangsters. Not that I don't watch The Godfather every morning when I get up and Goodfellas when I go to sleep at night. But I've just always been fascinated by Russia as a country, by the Russian personality. And now Russia is literally a gangster nation. For them to spill over here, I think, is much more realistic than the cartoon, you know, Arab terrorist.
Has your character, John Munch, changed over the years, or how has he changed?
I think in some subtle ways, he's become even more paranoid and more distrustful and more of a dissident. Mm-hmm. When we first did the part in Baltimore, a homicide, I wasn't quite sure how radical my character was. So in the first season of Homicide, I think I really got a grasp of who he was. I also met the detective who I'm loosely based on. That was really a great experience for me because he kind of looks a little bit like me, and he is a legend in Baltimore because he would come upon a crime scene and, you know, like somebody would be decapitated and the guy killed his whole family and there's blood everywhere, and he would do a joke, you know, gallows humor. Yeah. And a lot of police departments love to have the court jester in amongst them because what they see is so nonverbal and so horrific and so soulless that someone comes in and cracks a joke. It's like, oh, thanks a lot. I mean, and I think that's why my character has such legs, as we say in the business, and has been able to last so long is because I serve a function. I think Munch is the spice that's much needed in that environment.
May I ask, is BB with you?
Bebe.
Yeah.
And everyone's asking me that whenever we're talking about my dog, who I bring to work with me, who travels all over the world with me. And it's funny now when I go to premieres or openings, the reporters on the red carpet go, Bebe, look over here. Bebe, they don't care about me anymore.
Now forgive me for not knowing, but what breed is Bebe?
Bebe is a poodle fox terrier that was a stray dog. I live in France part-time. Mm-hmm. And this is a dog that was wandering around the village and followed our other dog home. Our other dog is a border collie mix, and Bebe's a little dog, and the little dog tried to mount the big dog, which was very funny and exhibited incredibly good taste. So we kept Bebe.
Fits right into the family, is it?
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, they're a comedy team now, my two dogs. They're amazing.
Richard, a delight. Sure. Thanks very much.
I am not a cop.
I've heard. Boy, well, I'm glad we could finally get that clear for millions of people. Richard Belcher, known to millions as Detective John Munch, his new book, a novel, I Am Not a Cop. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.